שנוי לוחמר. נא, איתון רבון, אבא שאיבי עצמי וכוס בי עצמי חון חוסי כנוי לוח, עצמי קונה נחוסים לא יקונה. חוסים לא קונה. דרמבן פוינטס אוט, דאו, איף לצי רובין would give a star to Shimon. And in the star it would be written נחוסי, not כל נחוסי, but נחוסי כנוי לוח, just נחוסי כנוי לוח. And Ruvain among the Nechosim is Kakois, is Metalkolin, he is an Eved also. So even though in the Shtar, it wasn't written Kol Nechosai Knoi Loch, just Nechosai Knoi Loch, so it's Gimorim Bo Basre, that he is King of the Eved also. Because an Eved is also part of the Nechosim of Ruvain. Mashinkin here, I mean, it's the Raposhut, but Ramban points it out. Eved sheli gitei lechosibei atzmichon chosai knui loch atzmai konu atzmai konu nechosim loikon. So here the Gemara spells out that if the Odin gave his shtar matoni to his own Eved, not to somebody else but to his own Eved, then only if he spells it out atzmichon chosai knui loch. But if he writes in the star, Nechosai Knoi Loch, then we don't say that the Eved is Yetzer HaChirus. So the Ramban says, if he gives the star matone to Ibn Chirin, so then, and he writes in the star, just Nechosai Knoi Loch, without Avdi Nechosai Knoi Loch, but Nechosai Knoi Loch, even without Kol Nechosai Knoi Loch, just Nechosai Knoi Loch. So Nevet is part and parcel of Nechosi. Mashein came when he gives the Shtar Matone to his own Evet, not Eben Chir. So then, only if he spells it out explicitly, Atzmichon Nechosai Knoi Loch, so then the Shtar Matone becomes a two-fold Shtar. A Shtar Shechu in respect to the Evet, and the Shtar Matone in respect to Nechosi. So Mele, it's shichurei umatnosei boinkert. But if he just writes to the Eved in the Shtar, Nechosai Knoi Loch, so then it's only Shtar Matone for Nechosim, not Shtar Shichu, because he gives it to his own Eved. So that's the Vaposhut, but the Ramban points it out. Eved Shei Vigitei, Vichosu Beyatzmecho Nechosai Knoi Loch, Atzmei Kone Nechosim Loi Kone. Ton Rabon, Evet Shehevi Gitei, no, no, I Iboyel, Kol Nechosai Knoi Loch, Ma. So that is, if he spelled out in the Shtar, Atzmecho Nechosai Knoi Loch. So then it's really a double Shtar. A Shtar Shecho, in respect to Atzmecho, and the Shtar Matone in respect to Nechosai. But suppose it's in the same dibo. He just writes Kol Nechosai Knoi Loch. So of course, so it's Mashman. The Ramban mentions the Abaye of the Gemara is only if he writes Kol Nechosai. But if he writes Nechosai Knoi Loch, then it goes without saying that David is not Yisrael Chayus. But if he writes Kol Nechosai Knoi Loch, is it the same as if he had written Asmichon Chosai Knoi Loch, because he put in the word Kol Nechosai, or it's not the same. Omar Abaye Miteich Shekona Atzmei Kono Nechosai. So it seems from the Gemara that according to Abaye and according to Rove, there is no Shaila that when the Odin writes in the Shtar Kol Nechosai Knoi Loch, there is no Sofik as to the intention of that. The machlekes is only when they say palgim de bura, we don't say palgim de bura. So, I mean, Abaye originally said that miteich, so miteich, shekon atzmi kon nechosim, and then the maskone he said, just the other way, that miteich שעצמו ליקונס, או מתיח שנחוסם ליקונס, או עצמי נאמה ליקונס. But There is no doubt that the intention of the Baal HaShtar in writing Kol Nechosai was not only to give the Nechosim and Matone to the Eved, but to Mishacharim too. But the Shaila is, since it's not effective Begabei the Nechosim Shtamatone, because that requires Eidi Kiyum, and before a Nechta, before a Nechtam is not enough, is it effective Begabei Shtashicho? But it goes without saying, according to Abaye, according to Rove, that when he writes in the Shtar Kol Nechosai, the intention is to do two things, to be Mishacharim and to give him the Nechosim B'teras Matan. So it's a double Shtar in the Ishtar Shechu and Ishtar Maton. But the question is, as far as Ishtar Maton is concerned, so it has to have Kiyum, and the Shliach has no Nemones, it has to have 280. And the Echod is not capable of being Mikayim, the Shtamaton. As far as Tashircho is concerned, so the Shliach has Nemones, and new Rabbonim to betray, whatever the reason is. So do we say, since it's not effective, Ligabe, the Matone, it's not effective, Ligabe, the Shircho either? Because we don't say Palgim in the Bura, or we say no, we say Palgim in the Bura. So, maybe it's not effectively Gabe the Matone, because Matone requires real Kiyum to aid him. But Ligabe Shichur, it's a new Rabbonim to betray. So it is effect. That's the Machlokes. Iboilu Kono Chazai Tnu Loch Mau, Omar Abai, Mitzvah Shikonatz, Mei Kono Nechosim. Omar Rove Bishlai Matzvah, Likne Mirav, Agetisho. That requires aiding. Just that way. In other words, whether in the Shtar is written Atzmecho Nechosai Knei Loch, or it's written Kol Nechosai Knei Loch, in two Diburim or in one Dibur, so it's the same thing, Atzmekone, because there is special mnemonis for the Shliach, in Fonechtel, Fonechtam, and Nechosim Loikon, Kapalgin and Dibur. Now let's see the Rashi. Evet chi git mine se yam bit zokh im von acht fki sham wir git da mir mas nisen er hol die neue werk rabot im schoch nur meiwi as mi konne in em al shkhur le im von en acht da bin zur heidim le kein khos im le konne di boy heidim ki shok im shtores konne khos im au mi am gnas mi khos ay tri di buren in nu aber konne so it's two separate stories on the same piece of paper. Why you couldn't write two stories on the same piece of paper? There is no halacha that each star has to be written on a separate piece of paper. So if he writes Asmachon Nechosai Tnei Loch, so it is two stories, but on the same piece of paper. But when he writes Kol Nechosai, so it's in the same dibur, so then it's one star. So one star, Shichur, and also Shtamatone. Some mele, if it's not effective, Ligabe Matone, because it requires Kiyum, real Kiyum, it's not effective, Ligabe Shichur either, or not. That's the Machlek. Kol Nechosai Ma'am Ma'am Atzmo, Chosai Tri Diburin Yav, Kol Nechosai Kim Lecha Dibur Oseli, Oseli Shichur Atzmi, Melachon Nechosai Kaim Elon Likamon, Hakeiz Galad Yosem Echirin, Shibuchan Nechosim, Hilkechim Emen Ahai, Emen Ahai, Dol Palgin Dibur, Eitil Me Palginon, mir aber getisch ich in der Mensch, weil es gitlein mir von der Nacht auf, er hat sie, er hat sie, bin Arzt, mich und Chosai, bin Kol Nechosai. Oma alle, Ravade, bei Masten, le Rove, kemang, Krebschime. Der Trove, Schite, ist like Krebschime. Die Oma, Palgin und die Bure. How do we know that Krebschime say, holds Palgin und die Bure? Die Tnan, Aki, Yisif, Kol Nechosof, Laavdei, Yotzo, Ben Chirin, Shia kaka kol sheul yotza ben chirin. Now, let's see the Rashi. Hakeisiv kol nechosav laavde ki gein kol nechosai nisuin loch. Is yotza ben chirin shafu bichlal nechosim vichol nishon nechosim name kone. But she a kaka kolchu lo yotzemachia. So Rashi says kaka lav dafke ki doma lo basa fikrim shemes. So then Rav Dime says lo basa dafkufnun that it's not dafke she a kaka kolchu lo yotzemachia. She a mitalkin kolchu is also yotzemachia. So kaka lav dafke ki doma lo basa fikrim shemes lo yotzemachirin why lo yotzemachirin. The bishleim reishe the legal date the noches lishi yure. If he's not mishayer, he just writes kol nochos haiknuin loch. Some mele it means that he means to give way to the evet everything. The nechosim owned by the odin and the evet owned by the odin to the evet himself. That's chaos. What does chaos mean? He's connu to the Odin. When the Odin is Mishacharim, he in effect is Makne the Eved to himself. To himself. Some Mele, he is Yitzel Echeos. Bishlim Reishel Yigole Dais Noch Slishi Yule Amrinon Dishia. Avol Hoche Di Noch Slishi Yule Amrinon Di Dei Nam Mishaya. Vichy Oma Kol Nechosai Nusin Loch Asho Nechosim Koma. So why doesn't he say, so just as he says, chutz karka, chutz karka pleini, or chutz mitaltlin pleini, he should say chutz neevet. So because he doesn't want, he wants to make him feel good. Ulchnufeleikos, so he doesn't want to mention that he is excluding the Eved himself from the Matone to the Eved. It shouldn't be so manifest, but that might be his intention. V'loi shichrei. So, come out. L'chnufelei kose, v'loi shichrei. Kibindeli omalei asmechon chose. Now, we'll see. I mean, the Trashe is very difficult, but one thing is clear. The Trashe doesn't mean it's mamashi sofi. Mamesh Sofik, maybe he meant to be Mishaya. If it's Mamesh Sofik, maybe, why don't you try to find out? Why don't we try to find out? I mean, you can verify it. Did he, after all, I mean, if he gave the shtar, so probably there are certain discussions. I mean, it just doesn't happen just like that, out of the blue sky. He just gives him a shtar and writes, Kol nechosek neloch. So there was probably some talk, and probably the Eved maybe asked to be released. Why don't we try to find out? Maybe he'll produce Edim, will testify that the Odin said to the Eved, well, I'm going to be Mishachar you and I'll give you all my nechos. So it's mashma, even if the Eved will produce all the Edim in the world, he'll still not be Mishachar. So what kind of a halacha is it? What kind of halacha is it? Now, I think that will answer, be able to answer the kashi that the Ramban and all the Rishonim ask against Rashi. Rashi, that when Rashi says here, lo yotza ben chirin di bishleim ereishe de ligole daiti di noches li shiure le amrinon di shia aval hoche di noches li shiure amrinon li dey nameshaya vichy omar kol nechosal ik nusuneloch ashoh נחושים קומאו, נחניף עלי כעושה, ולא ישיחרי. כי אם לא סוחס פה נחושי, so Rashi is explaining it according to Maskon of the Gemara. Of course, the derech of Rashi is many times, when Rashi explains the Mishneh, he'll explain the Mishneh dafke, according to the Havame, but that doesn't mean it's always so. So it's not unusual to explain the Mishneh right here, called the Maskon of the Gemara. The Maskon of the Gemara is here that it's not that Reb Meir holds loy palgin debore. Reb Meir also agrees that we say palgin debore. But the reason is why Reb Meir says shia karka kol shul yotzem achirin is because of crisis. Elo maravash hosoman etaymim shum laf kruz gitim. Now, so apparently I think that when Rashi explains this Mishneh, Reb Meir, that Shia Karka Kolchul Yosef Mechirin on the basis of the fact, since he was Mishaya, so it's like likely that he intended to be Mishaya the Eved too. That's according to Maskona of the Gemara. But according to the Havami of the Gemara, Enoch Nami. So when Rebbe Meir says she akat a kolshu l'yotze ben chayrin, so Rebbe Meir has reference to the case where he did not specify the piece of karki, as Rashi says later on. So Rashi says, now let's see. Reb Shimon Eim Aleilon, Bechir Rashi Neh, Kol Nechosa Nesun, Plina Afir, Chus Mechad Ribi Sheben. Chus Mechad Ribi Sheben. So let's see Rashi. Leilon, Bechir, and the Maidi Goli Gole, Maidi Li Goli Li Gole. Ashi Eim El Stam, Chutz Midova Muet. So according to Reb Shimon, the only case where the Eved is not Yetz Lecheiros, if he says, I'm Mishaya one thing, and he doesn't say, what thing? So that thing, one asset, might be the Eved himself. So then it's Lios Lacheros. But if he specifies the thing that is Mishael, a piece of kalkel or a certain metaltolin, so then Rav Shimon says there is Yis Lacheros. Asheim astam chus mdabamuye lo yifores mao Mishael. Dos amrion deachot miri bedi koma hain evet viyu luchoshev lo yalu keachot miri bin chosim afa gavdi shavet vei umit koma Rav Shimon leilom u ben chayrin ashminon lo yishne yichad ikone shon lechosim imei gigin shepiris ashiyo sheshiyo chutz mikar kapleini dehashte kona atzmi yushon lechosim chutz nashiyo viyu yishne yichad lo yikone shon lechosim gin shol yizkir shema karke sheshiyo די קוסף לחוץ מביסקו קרקע, די אשת ליקונה שום קרקע, די בכל חד וחד יקל מימר, היין ההוד ישיר, אף לא אוכל הוא בן חירים, די הוא לאף קרקע הוא ולא ישירי, אל מפלגינון דיבורי, דו כל נחוס יקום עלי ולא יקונו אל אס עצמי, ואת נאמה די כמר את עצמי, כל נחוס ליקונה, כי רב שימן סיר לוח, סורשה, he says that רב מאיר, that Reb Meir, when he says Shia Karka Kolshu Lo Yotzo Ben Chayrin, so has reference to the case where he didn't identify what piece of Karka was Mishaya. One Sade. He excluded one Sade. And he has 10 Sades. And he says, Kol Nechosai, he writes in the Shtar, Kol Nechosai, Tvun Loch, Chutz Mulon Sade. Whether it's Sode 1, or Sode 2, Sode 3, Sode 4, Sode 5, Sode 6, Sode 7, 7, 8, 7, 9, Sode 10, doesn't say. So Rashi says, in such a case, he cannot be Kain any Sode. Why? Because Old Rishani mentioned the name of Rashi, and that's the Shita of the Rabbi Yosef Migash also. And it appears the Shita of the Rif and Rabbi Yosef Migash, that if somebody is Makne Dovor Sheni Misuyem, so the kinyan is not hal. So then they ask the kashe, but there is a gemara in Bura Basre that if Reuven says to Shimon or writes in the shtar, chotzi sode shalian meichaloch, but he doesn't identify which half, and one half is better and one half is inferior. So then the likeach gets half is sode, which half? So yad likeach alatachteino. And the other Meicher al Elieno. So the Meicher can say, which have. So the Meicher is at liberty to say, I intended to transfer to you the inferior half. But he's Kane at least one half, but even though it's Idoshim in Yisuyim. So we see from this Gemara that there is no such aloche that in order to that the Kinyan should be Chal, you have to specify the identity of the piece of property. Even when you are makne a hef and you don't identify which hef. So when you exclude one sode, you don't say whether it's sode 1 or sode 10 or sode 9 or whatever. So he should be kene, the eved 9 sodes, and he will not be able to take the best sode. Because yad lekeach alatach. That's the kasha that all the Rishonim has. But let's leave for a moment that kasha. Rashi shita is, and there's the shita of the Rif, there's the shita of Yis Migash, Dovashin Misuyim, the Kinyan is not hard. So melee in the case of Kesif Kol Nechosof Lavdei, חוץ מסוד האחס. סודן, סורב מי אסס, שיהיה קרקע כלשהו, לא יוצא מחרם. שיהיה קרקע כלשהו, לא יוצא מחרם. So, when Rashi says here, the Shia Kar culture means, even if he has identified the Sode, that he was Mishaya, so he's still Yosel Echerus, because since he was Mishaya one thing, maybe he was Mishaya the other two. That's Rashi Alivid Maskonel Dimor. The time of Remeya is not because of Loi Palgin de Bure, but because of Chris Gute. We'll soon see. But according to the Havamin of the Gemara, that the time of Remeyer is not based upon Chris Gite, but the time of Remeyer is based upon Loi Palginum Dibure. So then, when Remeyer says, Shiakha Kolshul Yotzum Mancherim, he has reference to the case, only to the case, where he did exclude one Sode, but he did not identify the Sode. So Mele, in the corner to Rashi, since Isidova Shini Misuyem, so Mele David cannot get any Sode. Whatever the Rashi Shite, that's Rashi Shite, because Isidova Shini Misuyem. So Mele, the whole Matone in respect to the Nechosin is bottled. So if we don't say Palgino di Bure, so Mele, the Matone in respect to the Shichur is also bottled. So we have to ignore this Rashi, because this Rashi is explanatory of Reb Meir according to the Maskone, not according to the Aramei. According to Maskone, when Reb Meir says Shiakar Kolshul Yotzei Mechirin, so then it applies even to the case where he identifies the karke that he excludes from the Matone. But according to the Havamin of the Gemara, the Tremeya's din is not based upon Kruz Gite, but upon Loi Palgin and Dibure. So then, the Gemara assumed that when Remeya says Shiakar Kol Shulos Mechirin, he only has reference to the case where he did not identify the Karaka that he excluded. He just said, Chutz mi one Sode. And he didn't say which one, sorry. So it's a Dovah Shin Misuyem. So Mimele, the whole Matone is bottle. So the question is the Shicho also bottle? That depends upon the question of Palgin and the Bura. I mean, that's Poshit. So, what is that?
Mashma Rashi, that the only way we know that Rav Shimon is talking about a case of not a character Misuyem is because Rav Shimon says, La'olam Uben Chayre.
Yeah, okay.
No, so I'm saying, it's only because it's an added thing in Rav Shimon, but Be'ikud, Machlagos Rav Shimon Remeir and Rashi seems to be in a case where we're not dealing with a problem of a Dover Shimon.
Because, according to Alibid Emes, it is like that. Because Alibid Emes, Rav Meir's din is based upon the concept of Kruz Gite, not upon the principle of Loi Palgin and Dibure.
So this that Rashi says is in Rav Shimon about Loilam is in a Maskana.
That's right.
But
in
Maskana. But the
Havamin in Gemara was that all Rav Meir talks about, Rav Meir and Rav Shimon, they only talk of the case where the piece of karke that was excluded was not identified. I think that's the plain pshat in Rashi. But we have to understand a little bit of maskone, what kind of pusgit is. It's not that there is really sofik, since Noches Lishiure may be intended to be Mishah. Maybe. So why don't we try to find it out? Let's explore. So why does Remeya says, Lo Yosem Acher, let's explore it. Let Besden tell the Odin, you say that you intended to be Mishaya David also. So on the counter, let them say to the Eved, you say that the Odin didn't intend to be Mishaya also. Why don't you produce some evidence? Why don't you produce Aidin in Bezn, who will testify that just the day before he gave him that star, so the Eved asked him, I want to be released, to be liberated, and the Odin said, yes, I'll release you, I'll give you a star. Then to be a riot, that Loi Noches Lishiur Le'Eved. So why don't you try it? Why don't you dismiss it? Rabbeinu dismisses it outright, and he doesn't even consider the introduction of evidence. Why not? So it's not because it's a real suffix. We don't conjure up stakers just like that. There has to be a basis to anticipate the possibility, since he excluded a sode, maybe he excluded ever too. But the sode he mentioned, the ever didn't mention, chnufel. We don't conjure up stakers just like that out of the blue sky. But here is because of Kruzgite. The Rambam in Hilchas Geirah, I mentioned it several times, has two types of krisis, midrash. The Rambam mentions at the beginning of Hilchas Geirah, Asor Dvorim, Hein Ika Begeirah Min HaTorah. Perk Aleph Hilchas Geirah, Aloch Aleph. Eino Yisho Mizgareshes, Elo Biksav Sheagelo. וכסב זהו אני קוגט ועשור הדבורים מניקרא הגרש מן התירו ואלה שלהיגריש הוא איש על בסיני ושהיגריש בכסב על ידו ורח ושיהיה עניין פוינט גימול 10 prerequisites מדרייסי איניגט ושיהיה פוינט גימול ושיהיה עניין הכסב שגרשו ויסירו מקיוני and פוינט דלת Vishiye in Yonei Dovo Hakiris bin Albino. Isn't there a similarity in the expression in point Gimel and point Dalet? Both see appear to be expressive of Christus. Shiye in Yonei Dovo Hakiris bin Albino certainly is obviously expressive. Christus. Dovo Hakiris bin Albino. And point Gimel is Shiye in Aksav Shigirsho Vesiro Mikione. Also, krisis. Apparently, there are two types of krisis, of Xerosakosub of krisis by God. One is point Dalet. Shiye in Yonidova Achilles Ben Obino. That's the usual krisis. That most of the time, when the Gemara mentions to have a Kros Gite, it has reference to point Dalet. Shiye in Yonidova Achilles Ben Obino. For example, הרי את מגרשת, הרי זה גיטך, על מנה שלא תלכי לביס אוויח לילה. So היא מגרשת, because she's not separated from him completely. She's still bound to him. She cannot visit her father. So that means that he doesn't loosen the bond between him and her completely. So that's in Yoni Dovrachir has been over, so it's not Dovrachir has been over, because she's still attached to him.
And Gimel means the general idea that...
No, one second. Gimel means Sheyye in Aksav Shegirsho Veisiro Mikyoni. That's what the Gemara Daf Chof in Gittin calls Sfir Seifer Lisfir Asdvor Modosi. Let's turn to the Gemara Daf Chof in Gittin. That's Losh increases in the text that we get. Not in the in the severance, in the termination of the, not in this point Dalet has reference to the manner in which the marriage is dissolved. So the marriage has to be dissolved in an unrestricted way, without any ties remaining. So if he says, so then there is a certain tie remaining. There is no complete dissolution of the marital relationship. She's still bound to him. She's not independent.
That's Dalet.
So she's not Mitaris of Chlodom. So that's Dalet. But the Gemara Daf Chof in Gittin, the text, the Loshen, the Loshen, should spell out Gersh. The Gemara in Daf Chof
is
the one. Chaf Aleph. Eleventh line, Chaf Aleph on the base, from the top. V'rabbonon iksiv b'seifer k'dikamret hashedichsiv seifer lisfiras dvorim udos lisfiras dvorim udos. Oh, so Rashi says hashedichsiv seifer einzo elo v'kosav sfiras divrei shrises v'al kol mad boi lichtel. So we get the text of the get has to connote Chrisis in a full way. There shouldn't be any ambiguity. There shouldn't be any repugnant expression in the get. For example, the Gemara Nidorim discusses the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbon. The Rabbon say that the main expression in get, in teref haget, hariat teres l'chol olam. So it's a good get. If it, of course he has to be the shame or ish or ish or zman, everything. But as far as the expression of Girish is concerned, so the primary thing is Hariat Tarsholdam. Rabbi Yehuda says no. If he'll write in the get Hariat Tarsholdam and he will not write Videin the Hevelchim Noyes, if it's a Ruchim, Igarashim Fukin, Vid get Piturin, she's not in Gereshis Midarais. Why? So the Gemara said it first, because machlekes were yadayim shein mechiches having yadayim, or yadayim shein mechiches lo yam yadayim. So Rabbonin hold yadayim shein mechiches ham yadayim. So even if he doesn't try, v'dein devil mechinoye sifat aruchim v'gar shibukim v'get piturim, but he writes ha'hayat itaras lodom, so it is obvious, it's yadayim shein mechiches, but it's not mechiches legamre, but it implies that she should be materis lecholodom for this get, not through verbal fiat. But Rabbi Yehuda holds yodayim shemechiches is lo yav yodayim. So mele, there is still an ambiguity in the text of the get, because he just says ariat materis lecholodom. He doesn't spell out that she should be divorced through this document. Maybe he means hariat teres lecholodom by virtue of my verbal fiat, but not by virtue of the document. Of course, this is not the intention of the Baal. And then the Gemara discusses the fact that tein odom migarish as ishes chaveirei, whether that makes it into yodayim mechicheis or it's still yodayim shel mechicheis. But there is no doubt that the husband, the one who makes the get, intends to divorce somebody else's wife. I mean, who can divorce? I mean, such a keach Christian authority to divorce ishes chaveirei is only claimed by conservative rabbis today. So they arrogate to themselves the authority to give a get to ishes chaveirei. I mean, this happened in Chicago several times. The head, I don't want to mention his name because he's not living anymore, but in certain situations, he gave a get to ishes chaveirei. Gave a get just like that. But the Gemara doesn't talk of such a possibility. Still, the Gemara discusses whether it's yodayim mechiches, because in the migarash ishes chaveirei, or it's still yodayim shein mechiches. True, that inod megarsh is chaveirei, but it has to be spelled out explicitly. And if he doesn't say doin the hevelichim inoye sifat ruchim vigarsh vukim get piturin, maybe the pshat in ariat interes l'cholodom is not that it's not minoye, he's megarsh. He doesn't say that he's the husband. Maybe he's somebody, he's not her husband, but he divorces the wife of another woman. Would we consider such possibilities in Ishtar Matone? The Mishnah doesn't say what is the Nusach of Ishtar Matone. The Mishnah only says what is the Nusach of Ishtar Get, what is the Nusach of Ishtar Shechu. Why doesn't the Mishnah say Gufei Shal Ishtar Matone Harei Sodik Nuyeloch? gemischt in zwischen dos Menschen, but a gewohre, so dik nu ja ach mein, but not to, to advise us that this is essential. The answer is, bei Stamatone, there is no aloch of Sfiras Dvorim. Of course, no star. If he doesn't say anything, if you give a blank piece of paper, it doesn't say, doesn't mention the Kenyan, so it's not a star. That goes without saying. But if he does say, but there is an ambiguity. So if the ambiguity is to such an extent that we mamish every sofik, all right, then we have to introduce evidence to verify, to resolve the ambiguity. But if we know, if Bez knows what the intention is, so who cares that there's an ambiguity? Mashin kim by get there is aloha point gimu. She yin aksaf she girsha visiram giyoni. In other words, the text of the get has to spell out gersh. Gershin from this husband to this wife, not gershin from Reuven to Shimon's wife. It has to be spelled out. That's why Rabbi Yehuda says, and even the Rabbanon who say it's not essential, so it's because Yodayim Shemechiris Av Yodayim, so it's considered like spelled out. But there is a aloche of Sefer Lisferas Dvorim. She'inyan aksaf she'girsho ve'sirom giyonei. So that can also be called Kruzgite. So when the Gemara says Kruzgite, we have to determine which Kruzgite does Gemara have reference to. The Kruzgite of Pundalet, she yoni dover achir has been, you know, like Al-Menashe le-Telich le-Bisodich le-Elom, or Chutz Mipleini, Al-Menashe t'Nosi le-Pleini, or it means the Kruzgite of Point Gimel, she yin aksav she gyosha v'sira m'gyoni. Now, there is a aloche in the Rambam that he get, I mentioned that in the aloche, in the aloche here today, agavurche, that he get cannot be written in two languages. In other words, half French, half English is post. So according to our girl says, the Rambam says post, that means post mit Rabbanon, mit Reisen ab. According to the two girls in the Rambam, get, but if he get is written half English, half French, so then it's post mit Reisen. Why should there be such a halacha? What's wrong with writing and getting two languages and 10 languages? What's wrong with it? The answer is because it has to contain a lotion of gersh. So it cannot contain repugnant expressions. Sometimes, you know, people when they speak English, I mean, they use repugnant expressions. But everybody knows what they mean. But it's repugnant anyway. So by get it's possible. If the get contains a repugnant or ambiguous expression, so it's possible. Because it's not Sfiras Dvorim. True, we know the intentions of the Baal. But there's aloha Sfiras Dvorim, she'inyan aksaf, she'girsho, v'sira m'kiyoni. If there is an ambiguity in the lotion, it's not inyan aksaf, she'girsho, v'sira m'kiyoni. So mele, if it's written in English and in French, so it's a repugnant expression. It's a repugnant expression. And according to one girl saying, the Rambam is post midrash. According to other girls, midrash say it's not considered to be inconsistent with Sfiras Dvorim. Only midrabbanan. But there is a aloche of Sfiras Dvorim. So mele,
when Mishnah, yes, and yeah. Also uses that lashon, that kruskite, and we've gone to this sugya. So he says muhaf. He says el beget by kris muhaf lo yehi nidnut safik b'lashon hashtam.
That's right. Yeah. We'll soon see. We'll soon see the mission in pay. That's the mission in pay. So mele, when Rashi says lo yotzam echirin, and that Rashi accords with the maskone of the Gemara. That Rashi accords with the maskone of the Gemara. So the maskone of the Gemara is that Reb Meir's din is not based on loy pogin libore, but is based upon the concept of kruzgite. Which kruzgite? Not point four, point dalet, but point gimel of Sfiras Dvorim. In other words, there shouldn't be any ambiguity in the Lashon. If there is an ambiguity in the Lashon, if from the text of the get, we could say that the Odin meant to exclude David also, so then it's not clear. It's not clear. So there is still a certain ambiguity. Even though we know it's not so. We have Edim who testify. But the Edim, that's an oral evidence. It's not explicit in the text of the Shtar. So this is what Rashi says. L'yotza mecher in the bishle in the reish ed li kol daitl nochis l'shi yure l'amun l'nishia. Havel hochim nochis l'shi yure amun l'idei na mishia. V'chioma kol nechosai kol nechosai nesun loch asher nechosin koma ulichnufe leikose ulichnufe leikose v'loi shichere kibin d'loi omalei atzmechon nechosai. So
Reb Shimon Meir, what does Rashi need this for now? If Rashi is really referring to the Maskana Bimara, the concern of Kruskita, what do we need? What do we need this whole chapter?
So,
really
why is it a Chisong Kruskita? Why? Why is it a Chisong Kruskita?
The Lashon itself might be Mashma that is not that he's leaving over the Eretz.
Well, that's what Rashi says.
Even though Rashi seems to be saying that, even though he might be leaving over the Eretz, what's he doing? So Rashi says the Chnufei life.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's not the Chisong. No, that's really what
in
he means.
In order to establish an ambiguity, it must make sense. But if, that's right. If, let's say, you can interpret it, I mean, in a crazy way, that's not considered ambiguous. But, in other words, if that way that you will interpret the text will lead us to the conclusion that the Baal is crazy, he's off his mind, so then it's not ambiguous. But if he's not crazy, so then it's ambiguous. So that's why Rashi says, it doesn't mean that the Baal is crazy, because he might have the intention to exclude Eved. So why didn't he say it just as he said that he's excluding a certain Sode? Because he doesn't want to hurt the feelings of the Eved. So it's not crazy. So maybe it's ambiguous. Leilon bechir in the mighty gole gole mighty gole gole. Achieim astam chutz midava muet vli yifolish man mishaya. Dos am brinnen der und wir die kommen rein hier wird wie ulle khoshivle ja lo kacht mit wir bin khosim af gab di shove tvei und mir kommen rab shimen leilo mu ben khin and I think that rab shimen is also the pshat the same way. What do you mean? Because if he said achat mit wir 1/10,000 I give way, I'm giving away everything of my assets except 1/10,000. So then Rav Shimon is made that is Loyos Lacheros. Why? Because maybe he meant to be Mishaya. Why doesn't Bezin try to explore it? So let's let Bezin tell David, you are sure that the Odin didn't mean you by saying I'm excluding 1/10,000. Why didn't you produce Edim? It's Mashma, even if the Eved will produce Edim, will testify that they know it, that the Odin said what he had in mind when he said 1/10,000. He has a certain spot in one Sode, so that he wants to keep for himself. Even in that case, the Eved will not be Yetzer HaChayos. Why? Because truly know what he meant. But in the Shtar, it's not explicit. So maybe it's a Chisong in Sfiras Dor, even according to Rav Shimon. But Rav Shimon says, well, he says, Echutz Misode Plenis, then it's not considered an ambiguity. But when he says, Chutz Me'ach Meribi Sheben, then it is ambiguous. So maybe it's a Chisong in Sfiras Dor. So even Rav Shimon is based upon the principle of Sfiras Dor. Again, Achieima Stam Chutz Me'ach Meribi Sheben, Mishaya, So now Rashi is explaining, he's explaining it in connection to Reb Shimon, but according to Reb Meir, that we don't say palgin bore, but Rav Shimon al alme palgin in the bore. The kol nechosay koma levli kono satsmei vat namedi koma tatsmei kono nechos mikone ki Rav Shimon svirlei vioma. But how can you pass like Rav Shimon? We pass like Rameya. Vom Rav Yisi bam Yume om Rav Nachman af al pishe kilis Rav Yisi es Rav Shimon aloche ki Rav Meyad di tanye kishinem ut vorm lifni Rav Yisi kol va mikro azes o sayin yishak mishit vorm nechichin. So how can Rove pass like Rav Shimon when the aloche is like Rav Meyad? Like Rav Meyad. Yom Rav Nachman hoche. Yomar Rav Nachman Hoche that Haloche Rav Meir, that means that the Haloche is we don't say Palgin in the Bore, but we see that Rav Nachman says we do say Palgin in the Bore. Yomar Rav Yisi Bani Yomar Rav Nachman Shchid Marashi Kosav Kol Nechosav La'avdei V'yomat Chiza Bin Chosin V'yne Chiza Be'eret Chiza Bin Chosin, the Haloche is Shrivmara means somebody who is very sick and who anticipates the end. And if he makes a matone, so then we assume, even if he didn't spell out in the matone that he's mitzvah machas nis. He just, let's say he gave a shtar and he said, I'm giving all my nechosim to this and this person. But if that person is very ill and he's anticipating the end, so the umdenu is that he was mitzave machmas misa. He was mitzave machmas misa. He was mitzave machmas misa. That's the umdenu. So Mele suppose recovers. He was very seriously ill, and the doctors told him that he's going to die, but then he recovered, so the dalochi is chizer. Why? Because the umdeni is that he was makne all the nechosim only if he's going to die. But since he recovered, so his intention was not to be makne the nechosim. But shia kol shehu, that's only if a person gives away everything, all his assets. He doesn't leave anything for himself. But if he is vaitzishtar and he gives away to a good friend of his all his assets, all his real estate, all his money, but he leaves something for him, for himself, so then it's a raya that he was not mitzave machmas misse. Because had he been mitzave machmas misse, what does he need one sode for himself? What does he need in the kever? He doesn't need one sode for himself. So it's a raya that he was not mitzave machmas misse. Mimele, even if he recovered as long as there was a kinyan, so he's in a chizah. That's the halach. So the question is, shriv merash kosav kol mechosav la'avde. So Mimele, he says, I mean, kol nechosay k'nei loch, not atzmecho chosay. Atzmecho chosay is two separate stories, and then there is no shaila of palugin dibure. But suppose he wrote in the shtar, kol nechosay k'nei loch, and then he recovered, so we say, chizei shchiv mera shekosav kol nechosav, le'avdei v'yomat, and he recovered, is chizei bin chosay, v'ine chizei be'eret. Chiza bin Chosi Maton Shrima. Why? Because since he wasn't Mishaya or anything for himself, so Mimele is Mitzave Machmas Mise. So it wasn't his intention to give way in case he will recover.
It was a Matana and a Tnai.
He didn't say anything. Stop. But since he was terminally ill, and he expected to die, so we assume that the umdeni is that he gave it machmas misa, but in case he recovers, he didn't think to give it away. So chiza b'chosim matan eshchir no. So mele yifis omatis chiza v'in chiza be'evet shayosol of shem b'chir. So in other words, so we say palgin le'boi. After all, he wrote in the shtar kol nechosai knoi loch. So it was a double shtar. It was ishtar shecho in respect to the Eved, and it was ishtar matone in respect to the other nechosim. So, and it's bottle as ishtar matone is chazer, so it's invalid. So if we don't see palgren de bure, so it should be bottle as ishtar shecho also. So we see that Rav Nachman holds palgren de bure. So it's a kashe. On one hand, Rav Nachman holds here, by Shrivna Rashi, because of Kol Nechos of Lavi, Lamatchid, Vechos of Chidah Be'evet, that we do see Palgin the Bore. On the other hand, he said, so Sayim Yushak, that the Machlek is between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon, a case in the Mishnah in Peye, so the Aloch is like Rameya, so it's a stirach, Mor Nachman, Rav Nachman. Elo Maravashi, 1 second. Elo Maravashi, host of my time, you should laugh because get here. Yes, what you want to ask? Yes, the lotion is very misleading. The lotion is very misleading. I mean, it's the lotion can imply that it's a special takone because and as far as it is Israel is concerned, you could say that it's only midrabbanan, but from the other rishonim it doesn't appear that it's midrabbanan. It's midrais. True, Tesis also says it's only takanas chachamim, but then Tesis says we didn't go over the Tesis. Tesis has an expression because the daite of the shrivmera is to act according to the takanas chachamim. So as a result of the takanas chachamim, it's midrais. According, but the lotion of the Tesis read is it's not muhech, but there is a diuk in the Israel. He says that the Israel here on top. The Kaimon Shishivra calls Manshal Meis, Chizab Matnosev, and Chizab Evet, Shayotzol of Shemben Chirin, the Osroid Lishtabete. He doesn't say Yosra Chaos. That means he has to give him Mishtar Shicho. Because Midraise, since we say it's an Undene, that when a Shrivmara, who expects to die, gives ishtar matone. So he means it on the condition that he dies and that it shouldn't be effective in case he recovers. So mele that umdre applies to the shecho also. Why should he be mishacher the only reason as to why he was mishacher the eved, because he expected to die, so he didn't need eved. But since had he known that he would recover, he wouldn't have been Mishachar, so it's Toes, Midraise, but it's special Takone. Rashi doesn't say it. Also, Lishtabit Bey. What does Rashi say? We'll soon see the Rashi.
That's not Pogin and the Borokon. So, what the Pogin and the Borokon Christ is written? I mean, if the acres, there's a Chazar on both things, where do we see anything about Pogin and the Borokon?
But, so it's Takonis Chachomim. So, Mimele. So the Chachomim shouldn't be misakin. If there is no aloche of Palgin and Dibure, so the Chachomim wouldn't be misakin. In other words, because kol the tikkun rabbonon kin deraisa tikkun. So if it had been midaraisa, so then we would say that since it's botli gabed matone, it should be botli gabed shicho. And so mele the Chachomim shouldn't be misakin. It's a good kasha, but that's what
the Rishon Lezion has this
read.
His words are kayamen.
Some mele the chachomim could be misakein that vis-a-vis the king and moment in David. If the thesis read says also lishtabed bay, what does it mean? That the king and moment is poka, but the king and nisa is not poka, because the chachomim cannot be mafkia king and nisa. Hefka bez nehefka is only shayach ligabei king and moment. But the Kabbalah King and Isa Chachomim.
The King Moment is Poka.
The King Moment is Poka. The King Moment is Poka. The King Moment is Poka. The King is Poka Midrabonon. So then you can ask. So what's the Kashe? So the answer is because called the Tikkun Rabonon King Raisa Tikkun. So had it been Midraise, had it been Midraise, the King Moment in King Isa is. That had it been midraise, so then we would say we don't say palgin and dibure, so the chachomim shouldn't be misaken either. Anyway, that is a street. And I'm not so sure about it, this is read either. But there is a slight deal. But all the other Rishonim say it's Midrash. Teisa says Takonis Chachomim. But the Takon, as a result of the Takonis Chachomim, according to Teisa, so Midrash, the intention of the Odin is to base the Shichu, to base the Matone upon his dying, but not the Shichu upon his dying. Because he wants to do according to the will of the Chacham. It's like called him Kaddish, I mean the Dimian, the Rabbonim Kaddish. What is the Chacham? Schrieb mir am Chese bechomat neisa bebasre scheisse schmachirus wie osi rasche also heißt loschen wie osa li stabit bei au me palgen bo rasche also heißt loschen so I didn't notice it so hosom doma rab nachmen aloch ich rab meia taime lab mich mit palgen und die bure u doki name iskir schom שיר קאר קפלייני לק פלוק די בוי קומ רמיר דאס לחיוס אל טיימים שלאף קוס גיטע הו די גביש סו דט מינס וואט קוס גיטע פוינט גימו שיין לקסאף שגיר שו ויסיר מקיוני מישן די גביש קסיף סיף פריס ווי שיח וואד אין גאמר לא מיש די קסיף חושל ניטנו אוח סי די קוס אב לא בינם בו קריסוס ווי חים די קלמיי מא די שירי דא נאך אס לשיר יסיר טראשע היער אין די מאסקונה הי אמפסייזס וואט טראשע סייד ביפור Many times Rashi explains the Gemara at the very outset in accordance with the Havamini, but sometimes he explains it in accordance with the Maskone. Vulu is kapizer matonli cause of the arts mkhon khosek ni loch laf krisis gomeru aber ich hat li shia ki och have krisis lotz is ni stache schachas kos man shre khosa vi shuveni khoy och larze she kitche yashem vi gab milse di rove bebe chevi gite kus gite vi nei ni khosem li kone di boy binon kiom aber arts mi kone di palginon di borem Now let's see the thesis. Hodor Amar Abaye, Pirish Loimishim Kusha de Rove Chosabei. Da Abaye li Choshev li Pir, di Sova li Palgine li Bure, da Kusha de Rove li Mishane Mide, ele Nira li Slo li Ima Tfei, di Pta Abaye li Kone, di Yad Balash Tala Tachtei. Leilom hu Becher, Pirish Bekuntres, mi di Kone Rav Shimin Leilom, Mashma, di Lo Yishne Yichel li Kone Shone Chosi, kin she Pirish Ashir, ולא ישנה, היכד לא יקונה כגן שלא יזכי הקרקע ששיע, די כוסף לא יחוץ מביסקור קרקע, די השתה לא יקונה שום קרקע, די בכל חד וחד יקל מימה, דהיינה הוא ששיע, אבל אפילו הוכה הוא בן חיר, אל מפלגינו דיבור, דו קום לחוסר יקום עלי, ולא יקונה לס עצמי, וקשה אף על גב לא יזכי השם קרקע, מכל מוקים קונה כל קרקע דיסלי, אלו שיד העבר על תחתינו, ויקחו אדם לעצמי ביסקו מידי שבן חוסים, כי בזמן אשר ביסקו, חוצי סוד אני מייחלוך, יניח לי חוצי סודיו, ומפורש עושם לקח ניתו כוחוש, יד בלשתה לתחתינו, now the Rishoni mention that the Rimigash says the same thing, and then the Rimigash mentions the Kashi, from the Gemara in Berurah Basra, Chotzi Soda Ani Mechaloch. So you see, it doesn't have to be Dovah Misurim. So he says, there it is in Dovah Misurim, the Rimiga says, because he spelled out the identity of the Soda in which he gave him a hef. We have to understand it. But so what? But we don't know which hef. We don't know which hef.
Where he says, because we know which field.
Which field. But we don't know which hef. We don't know which hef. So what's the pshat in the Remigash? I think that the pshat in the Remigash is very simple. In other words, the Remigash, and there's the sheet of the Rif and Rashi, it has to be Dovar HaMisuyim. In other words, the thing that is Makneh has to be identified. It has to be identified. And if, let's say, he says, kol nechosai knuin loch, chutz misodachs, so then it's not identified. Then it's not identified. Chutz misodachs. But, so it's not idova misoyim. Mashenkin, when I say chotzi sode, so we don't know which hef. So it's not that we don't know which hef he was marked in. Because the intention, when the Gemara in Bava Basra says, chotzi soda nimechaloch, yoniach le chotzi sodeyo, so there it's considered a misuyim, because the kavone of the meicheya was to transfer to him a hef, not a specific hef, but a hef. In other words, and when the meicher is asked, which hef? So he says, I didn't intend any specific hef, but a hef. So you say a hef is something you cannot touch, all right? So you cannot touch. It's no halacha that you have to be able to touch the hef. But he was maknei something definite, a hef. Not a specific hef, but a hef. So that's the davar misuyim. Here, einoch name, if his kavone would be to exclude one sode, not a specific hef, but a sode, and then you'll and he'll spell it out. He'll spell it out on the shtar. Hak, I am makne all my nechosim to my eved, but I am excluding one sode, and not any specific sode, but one sode. And I don't know myself which sode I am excluding, because I'm not excluding a specific sode. I'm excluding a sode. If you'll spell it out in the shtar, then it will not be bottom. Rashi will be made. But here, he doesn't say I'm excluding a sode, and not any specific sode, but a sode. Here the pshat is, and he might be saying, he meant to exclude a specific sode, but he didn't identify it. In other words, it's sode X. So here, when he says, HaKesif kol nechosof lahavdei, Yosef Mechirin, Shia kar kol shul, means, I'm excluding sode X, when he writes in the shtar, I'm excluding sode X. So it doesn't mean he's excluding a sode. He's excluding a specific sode. Which specific sode? Number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4, number 5, number 6, number 7, number 8, number 9, number 10. So you have to find out what X is. And so maybe you could find out. You could produce Eidim. But since in the shtar he said that he's excluding sode X, not a sode, so it's a davar shel misuyim.
Even if you've been
viral
later on.
Even if you've been viral later on. On the contrary, it can be viral. So, because since it later on it will turn out, it will produce Eidim, will say he meant to exclude Sode 6. No, they have numbers. Sode number 6. But some Mele, he excluded Sode number 6. And that was not spelled out, so Siddhava Shemisuyim. But if he meant to exclude a sode, not sode one and not sode two, a sode, so it's Misuyim. It's as Misuyim as it could be. Well, I mean, he should be Misayim more than the nature of the thing. That's Misuyim. That's Misuyim. But if he meant to misuyim a specific sode, but he didn't spell out the identity of that specific sode, he was misuyim sode X. Sode X represents one of the 10 numbers. So Mimele, then he introduces evidence, Eidim, who testify that sode X, that X is sode 6, sode number 6. So Mimele, the Aknoi is not Chal, because he said, but if he's Kavon, what is that?
How do we know that he meant to be
Mishai's
specific Sodom? Maybe he meant, like the case of Rashi, he certainly based
on Rashi. No, so, how again? So, since he could have meant that, so Mele is a Chisong in Sferas Dvar. since he could have meant that, so
since he could have meant what, a certain karka?
That he meant to exclude Sodi 6 or Sodi 7, not a Sodi. He could have meant it. In other words, even if he will introduce evidence, he'll reproduce Adim, who'll testify that he meant to exclude Sodi 6, Sodi number 6. So it's still so it's still bottled because of Sfiras Dvarim.
And maybe
because
he didn't include any specific Sodi.
Yeah, maybe just a Sodi. But so it's still a chisson in Chus Gite, in Sfiras Dvarim.
It's not chisson b'shtam atonah. It's only what? They know that chisson b'shtam atonah.
Yes, yeah, so before the Gemara knew, that Samimele, or you mean, suppose according to the Havamin of the Gemara, before the Gemara knew that there is Aloche of Sfiras Dvarim, Samimele. So if there is no requirement of Sfiras Dvarim, so why don't we produce evidence and let's find out? Maybe he meant to exclude Esod and not Sodex. So in Achname, according to the Havamin of the Gemara, we'll have to say that this din of Reb Meir Loyot Shia Kar Kolshu Loyot Soban Chayrin has reference to the case when it turns out that he meant to exclude Sodex, not Esod. And maybe even according to Maskon of the Gemara, that it has, according to Rashi's Pshat, it has reference only to the case, we could say, even according to Maskon of the Gemara, because after all, the Aloch of Sfiras Dvarim is only a requirement in Shtar Shicho, but in Shtar Matone, so there is no Aloch of Sfiras Dvarim. There is no Aloch of Sfiras Dvarim. But according to Maskone of the Gemara, so it's another pshat, so it's not relevant. But according to the Havamin of the Gemara, that it's based upon Loi Palgin and Dibure, so Reb Meir only says Loi Yotzo Ben Chayrin if the Edim testify that he meant to be Mishaya. So he meant to be Mishaya a specific Sodi. So Mimele, since he meant and he didn't say it, so it's a Davashem Yisuyen. So Mimele is a Chisong even in Matone also, according to Avamin of the Gemara. So we have to say, according to Rashi, so when Reb Meir says, Shia Kara Kolshu Uliyotso Ben Chayrin, so has reference to the case where it was shown that he meant to be Mishaya a specific son, but he didn't say it. So Mimele it's a Dovashin Misuyem. So even by Matone it's a bottle, because it's a Dovashin Misuyem. But when he means to Mishaya a Sode, not a specific Sode, so then it's a Dovah Misuyem. Like Chotzi Sode and Meir Haloch, so it's a Dovah Misuyem.
It means something definite, doesn't have to be that we can point to.
That's right. If he meant to Mishaya a sode, or he said chotzi sode, a half doesn't make any difference. This half, that half, a half. So mimele, it's not. So mimele is misuyim also. It's as misuyim as it could be. All right. Leilum bechirim again. Leilum bechirim pibe couldn't come up shim leilum ashm leish nechad ikon eshal nechosim kin she pirish hashiyo vleish nechad lo ikon ki gein shalo yizki akarke she shiyo ikos lechus mbishko karke da shalo ikon eshim karke chol chal vachad ikonim adayim she shiyo vafi lochem lechirin al palgino di bura do kom loch chos ikom alei vlo ikon ele esas mei vikashi avgul eshim karke mikom mokim kone kol karke di isla shiyado evit al tachteino ויקחו עוד אין לעצם ביסקור מי ישב נחוסים, כי זנם פרק ביסקור חוצי סוד אני מייחלוך, יניח לי חוצי סודיו, ומפורשו סום לקח ניתל כוחיוש, דיד בלשתה על התחתנו. So anyway, so there is a big machlekes between Rashi and Tesis, as the Pshat in the Gemara. According to Tesis, it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't have to be Dovah Misuyim. So Mimele, even if his Kavone is, let's say, nafkimini between Rashi and Tesis would be in that Gemara. According to Rashi, so in the Gemara in Bava Basra says Chotzi Shadan Meichaloch Yaniach LeChotzi Sudeyu has reference to the case where his kavone was to be makne a hef, not a specific hef. But suppose his kavone was to be makne a specific hef, but he didn't say it. So mimele, then according to Rashi, it's not kono altogether, because it's davashim isoyim naknoye in every aknoye. You have to be misayim what you're makne. But if your kavone is, your intention is to be makne af, so it's misuyim. What else could he do? His kavone is to be makne af. So mimele it's davar misuyim. So then you ask, so why you niach lechotzi sadeu? So Bishleim, according to Teisves, that even if his kavone was to be makne specific hef, but we don't know which specific hef, whether this specific hef or this specific hef, so mele hameis mechaver olavaraye to lekeach li the meitzi. So until he produces seidim, would testify that the meicha men the better hef. So he cannot be made to the better head, but the inferior head. But according to Rashi, that in the case where his kavane was to be makne specific head, but he didn't say it. So then it's not going altogether. He doesn't get a thing. So only when his kavane was to be makne a head, so why dafke the kochosh? In the country, according to this, you understand, it's based upon the halacha of Hamitz Mechaveh Olvarai, because the shaila is, was the kavone the intention of the makne to give the better half or the inferior half? So Hamitz Mechaveh Olvarai, so if the Rekeach doesn't introduce raya that the kavone of the mecher was to give him the better half, so he can only take the inferior half. But according to Rashi, in that case, he doesn't get any hef, because it's a davar shel nisuyim. So when do we say that he gets the inferior hef? Only when the kavone was to give him a hef.
What's the kenyan chal on, exactly?
But
what is the kenyan chal on? It's just a hef.
Why didn't you say
that? What is it? Which one? Oh, what is it? That's a chal on this hef? Is it this hef? Is it chal on anything?
All right, so that's the way it is. That's the way it is. It's chal on a hef.
But
Kenyan so,
is not just something, an upmark between two people. A Kenyan is something that's chal.
Yeah, okay. So the Kenyan is chal, something that is a little abstract. So what's so difficult? So it's chal on a hef. He gets title in a hef. In a hef, not in a specific hef, but in a hef. So the question is, so why does he get the inferior hef? So that's his chus. Since he has a hef, and the hef is not determined, so it's his chus of the meicher to keep the better hef for himself and to give him the inferior hef. According to Teisves, it's just an application of the general principle of Mitzvah Chavei Olvarai. According to Rashi, it's not an application of the general principle of Mitzvah Chavei Olvarai, but it's a new halach. It's a new halach. That's like his din sofik. Enochanan. Anyway, Veimari, the leilom de Rav Shimon bo lehesiv afilo in lei aloesi oia oiesi sode ki dikitone seife betisefte do basre ufer kame di pe Rav Shimon eimer leilom u ben chirin Achiena kol nechosai nisunin lipleini avdi chutz miachot miribi shebehem. Oma chutz miopleini, chutz misodepleini, afilein shom aleisi oiya, oiesi sode, zocho evet bin chosin vikone atzmi ben chirin, vei miskayim dibo kol nechosai alav evet levade. Vahamine, kishi oma chutz mivatl dibure ima shoma kol nechosai, and the havamin of the Gemara was that Rav Meir holds loy palbin dibure before the maskone that Rav Meir's halacha is based upon the concept of kuzgite. So Rav Meir, so the Gemara assumed The Tradeas Halacha is based upon the principle of Loi Palgana Dibur. So why is the Eved not Yetzel Chayos? Because it has reference. So Rameya had reference to the case where the Odin wrote to the Eved in the Shtar, Kol Nechosai Knuimach. Kol Nechosai Knuimach. And then it turned out that he just had two assets. So the number one. And then it turned out that that Odin had only two assets. Eved and so the planes. So the number one. He didn't have any other assets. Some mele, Rab Meir says that the Eved is not Yetzel Chayos either. Why? Why is he not Yetzel Chayos? Because he said Kol Nechosai. So when he said Kol Nechosai, so actually it's two stars. It's two stars. One, he meant the Eved. Kol Nechosai implies that it's two stars. One star is a star sheikh, the Eved, in respect to the Matone, that the Odin gives the Eved to the Eved, that sheikh. And in respect to the Adon Nechosim, that the Odin gives to the Eved, that's a star Matone. So it's a double star. It's a star Matone, a star sheikh, and the star Matone. So the expression Kol Nechosai, if a person says Oh my Nechosim, doesn't it imply that he has more than one asset? Because if he has only one asset, so he wouldn't say Oh my Nechosim. So he would say one asset, what all? Only Shayach when he has more than one. So if he said Kol Nechosai Knuin Loch, so the Kol Nechosai by itself, without the Chutz, implies that he has more than an Eved. He has a Soda also. And he does have a Soda also. And when he said, Kol Nechosai Knuin Loch, Kol Nechosai Knuin Loch, so Mimele, so let's see again the Lashon of Thesis. We encounter a great difficulty in this thesis. What does it do with Palgana Dibur? Here the Gemara didn't know as yet, of course, Gita. So, according to Rashi, when the Gemara says in the Teretz, Kruz Gita, so the Gemara means which Kruz Gita? Point Dalet. Point Gimel. She inyan aksav she gir she visira mekiyone, not point Dalet. And in the Hava Mine, the Gemara did not even apply point Gimel. But according to Tesis, we have to say just the reverse. Because in the Hava Mine, the Gemara must have applied the principle of Sfiras Dvorim. Because if not for the principle of Sfiras Dvorim, so what problem do we have? Tesis says, V'imiskayim dibo kol nechosai al bevet levadei V'aramine kishoma chutz mivatul dibure imashoma kol nechosai. What kind? Why is it mivatul dibure? If the Gemara knew in the Havamine the principle of Sfiras Dvorim, what does the principle of Sfiras Dvorim imply? She'inyan aksav she'girsho v'yisiro mikiyonei. That means there cannot be any get in ishtashicho, cannot have any ambiguous expression or any repugnant expression. But without the principle of Sfiras Dvorim, so who cares that there is a repugnant expression? By get, there cannot be a repugnant expression. Let's say, in slang, so many people when they talk English, they constantly use two negatives. That's a repugnant expression. I mean, it's because it purports to say the opposite of what they mean to say. That's an example of a repugnant expression. Now, suppose nishtamatonim, where there is no aloch of stiras dvarim. Suppose somebody would spell out the sodis is makne to him, and he would express it in repugnant expressions with two negatives. So nishtamatonim would be bottled. Nishtamatonim wouldn't be bottled. But it's not good English. It purports to say the opposite of what he intends to say. So who cares? Who cares? There's no aloha of spheres, volume, shamatone. But in Iget, if Iget will be written, if Iget will be written, let's say, Iget can be written in English. Can be written openly. On a theoretical level, it can be written. I say, I emphasize, on a theoretical level, it can be written. But not on a practical level. Why not on a practical level? Because Iget has to be written in a special way in order to conform to the aloha of spheres, volume. So, with all the lomdim and the gaining today, there is no one who could really write in another language. As a matter of fact, there was years ago, there was a proposal by certain rabbonim in Israel that the get should be written in Hebrew, not in Aramaic. So Rav Hutner at that time wrote in Neyam an article, and he said that no one knows exactly how to translate the Dein the Heavenly Chiminoye Sefer Teruchim Vigarish book in the Get Pitori. How will you translate Sefer Teruchim? How will you translate? There are so many, there are maybe 10 alternatives. Who knows? Who is that God, who is that Baki, who can translate exactly Sefer Teruchim? Some Mele. So you'll introduce confusion and all kinds of problems. After all, there's a shaila, and it's not so poshet that we pasken like the Rabbonon. The Rambam, in the Rambam, there are stires. From certain Rambams, it appears that the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Yehuda. And if you write Niget, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you write Niget, just Hariyat and Taras Cholodom, that's the expression that is in Hebrew, that is in pure Hebrew. And you don't write Vidain the Hevel Chiminoye Sefer Teruchim Vigarashibukin Viget Piturim. So then it's bottom of the rice if we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So you have to write Sefer Teruchim. How do we know how to translate Sefer Teruchim Vigarashibukin Viget Piturim? Who knows? Who is that big expert who will know exactly how to translate? So because of that, it's impossible to translate. Okay, I have no objection against translating the Gemara in Hebrew. I have no objection against Rabbi Steinsaltz translating, because if he doesn't translate accurately, so what? But it helps people to understand. If it helps, I don't know whether it helps. But a translation to English is certainly a practical aid. But the translation to Hebrew, I don't know the practical aid of translating into Hebrew. Because as a matter of fact, the Gemara, insofar as the non-Haggadah portion is concerned, so it's mostly Hebrew, it's not Aramaic. There are a few Aramaic expressions. Where do you have difficult Aramaic expressions? That's in the Haggadah part. Let's say in the Galit, Rabbi Bachoneh, so there, so you have difficult expressions. I had to buy some tzino of Boa Basra because I couldn't understand the terms, some of the terms in the Galit Rabbi Bachoneh. But in the non-Haggadah portion of the Gemara, so even the Aramaic expressions are very easy. But you know, in the Galit, there are certain Aramaic expressions that are really very difficult. So I really don't know what is the practical benefit of a translation of the Shas in Hebrew. But I have no objection against anybody translating the Hebrew. If I had been a Gevir, I wouldn't give money for that. There are many other things that are more important. But I have no objection if some Gevirim will give millions of dollars for it. But to translate the Get, so you'll introduce all kinds of halachic problems. That's what Rav Hutner wrote in Noam, and I think that he was very correct in what he said. So, on a theoretical level, You can write a get in English, but on a practical level, if a get will be written in English by the biggest goyen and the biggest linguist, the biggest expert in the English language, it will have many, many shayles. Because that nusach that was enacted by Chazal, so we know that it's emes v'yatzif. And even if we don't understand the real meaning of Geras Teruchim, Sefer Teruchim, Geras Shevukim, Get Piturim, all right, Get Piturim is an easy expression, but Sefer Teruchim is a very difficult expression. As a matter of fact, there are many, many different theories how to translate Sefer Teruchim in Hebrew, in Purim. Many, many. Because those who suggest that they get to be written in Hebrew, so they already composed the text, but there are many theories. I mean, it's not so possible. But on a theoretical level, it can be written in English. Suppose somebody will write a get with many negatives, so to be possible with the rice, because it's repugnant. But it's not matone. So who cares that it's repugnant? So I ain't give you nothing. So, but he means he'll give him. Say, I ain't give you nothing. So it purports to say he'll give him something, but he means he'll give him nothing. So in Shtamatone it doesn't matter. In Iget it would be possible. So Mele here tasteless talks. But Rameya says, so then it's no good. Why is it no good? Why? It's mivat. But don't we, aren't we sure about his kavane? When he says, kol nechosai wrote in the shtar, kol nechosai knuin pleini avdi, chutz miso de plenis, and then it turned out he only had two assets, the eved and so de plenis. So don't we know what his kavane was? His kavone was to be mishachel eved. So why shouldn't he be mishachel? Why? It's a repugnant expression. So what's the chisson, Mr. Zvok? It's not a proper expression. Why is it a repugnant expression? Very simple. Because when you say, as a matter of fact, every time, when you say, I gave marks, let's say a teacher, when a teacher says, it's used, but it's a repugnant expression anyway. From the point of view of logic, if a teacher will say, for the marks, the students ask him, did you mark our papers? So he'll answer, I marked everybody's test. Everybody's, except Mr. A. It's a repugnant expression. Because if you say everybody, it means everybody. So, and then you say, except Mr. A. So it's a still, it's a contradiction in terms. But everybody talks that way, because even though from the point of view of logic, it's a repugnant expression. Everybody passed except student A. It's a repugnant expression. Because you say everybody means everybody. Then you say except Mr. A. So there is a contradiction term. But so it's like two negatives. The only thing is, two negatives, you don't have to speak that way in order to be midaber loshim tzor. And here, if you will not express it in a repugnant expression, so you have to say, well, I marked the paper of student B, student C, student D, student E, student F, student and so on. I didn't mark the paper of student A. So it's more convenient to use a repugnant expression. But from the point of view of logic, it's a repugnant expression. everybody passed. So, except student, repugnancy is a contradiction in terms. Repugnancy means when it involves a contradiction. Even though he did not mean to contradict himself. Maybe if he'll say, except for student A, everybody passed, then it wouldn't be repugnant. But if he says, everybody passed except student A, then it's repugnant. Then it's repugnant. But everybody uses that language. In a get, it couldn't be used. Because there is aloha of sphere's dvorim. So mele, you cannot use a repugnant expression. So Tesis says like this. So So that's in respect to Rav Shimon, but Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir, according to Havamin of the Gemara, it wasn't the Havamin, it was the MS, according to the Havamin of the Gemara. But Rav Shimon says, because there is a repugnancy. He says, kol nechosai le'avdi. So what does it mean, kol nechosai? What does it purport to say, kol nechosai? More than one asset. More than one asset. Kol nechosai. So it purports, more than one asset is given.
Piece of property.
Yeah, more than one piece of property. Otherwise, if he only discusses one piece of property, it doesn't say coal. When you say coal,
it means a lot.
So it purports to say a lot, more than one. And then he says, chutz misode plenis, and all he has is the evidence of the plenis. So there is a repugnant.